This program is brought to you by Fairway Market, like no other market. www.fairwaymarket.com for more information.
Fish heads, roly poly fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum. Fish heads, roly poly fish heads.
What's up?
Welcome to another super interesting episode of Catch It, Cook It, and Eat It. I say interesting because we're cooking today. I'm here with Denton, who's a great fishing buddy of mine. And Denton and I were talking about what we should cook. Denton, you're from Jamaica, right?
Yeah.
And Denton and I were like, okay, well, what's the traditional, you know, Jamaican meal? And I was like, what if we do a conch chowder? Well, I screwed up because to find Caribbean conch last minute is almost impossible. But here we are. We're going to use some Atlantic Northeast conch. It's going to be a little chewy, but you may hear the sizzling behind us. We have already started cooking. And Denton, I guess you are what? You're a diehard fisherman. I know you from the docks, from the pier.
Correct.
Correct. And you've been living in New York how long?
About 30-something years.
30-something years. And Denton is not only a diehard fisherman, probably the one of the best fishermen out there. You fish with no less than, what, 10 fishing poles? Is that right?
Yeah, 10 poles.
And you scared the crap out of John Ruffino. John Ruffino was afraid you were going to take the title away from him in the Brooklyn Fishing Derby.
Correct.
And you probably would have, except that I know you didn't upload any photos to me, so we couldn't officially enter you, but you are the man to contend with.
Correct.
All right. And you eat the fish you catch.
Yes, correct.
And pretty much
great
every time, right?
Awesome. Never stop. Keep on eating and keep on getting strong. And that's the best kind of food that I know is out there in the water.
Denton, by the way, is you guys can't see him, but he's strong as hell. This guy is a tough individual. But probably one of the nicest, sweetest, most patient fishermen out there. And would you say that's a testament to the fish in the East River, your guns here?
Yeah, well, I tell it like it is. Anywhere is water, it's fish. And anytime you fish, you got to eat. And if you don't eat the fish, you don't know what you're missing.
Mm-hmm.
You're missing a lot.
And you bring them home to your family.
Yeah. I bring it to my family. I bring it to friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we all just chow down, and they always complain. No. They always said, when are we going to do it again?
Right. And, I mean, you don't have a fear of the fish being polluted from the East River?
No, because they always said fish is different species.
Right.
Bottom fish.
Hold on, I got a mix. You keep talking.
Bottom fish,
yeah.
You remember, eats off the ground. They eat everything, anything.
Okay.
And you have fishes with floats in the middle and the top.
And the striped bass and the bluefish, you're saying they're top eaters, not bottom eaters.
Right.
Right.
The stripers, they're in between, depending on how young they are and when they started out. When they migrate and they started to have babies, they started from the rock side. Mm-hmm. And then they move out to the deep. And as they move to the deep, that's when they start stay more to the middle. And then when it gets cold, mm-hmm. and the barometer is very strong and the ears hurt, then they come to the top.
Now, Denton, you won the best teacher award in the Brooklyn Fishing Derby, and would you invite people to come out fishing with you, or are you trying to keep your spots a secret?
Well, they always tell me, "It's never one fish in the ocean. It's never one fish in the sea, or the river, unless you got your own man-made fishing pool, then you can correct yourself and say it's only yours. But long as the water's running, long as they got space." We all can fit, and we all can catch a fish, and we all can go home, eat it with a family, or catch and release. But I won't let you release. I'll keep it.
Now, all right, so Denton is not one of the adherents necessarily to the very strict fishing laws in New York City, but he is one of the most responsible fishermen in the way of, you know, if somebody is going to bring in a fish and put it back in the water, he knows how to handle a fish probably better than anyone else out
Correctly.
There.
Correctly.
Yeah.
And if you're knowing the law and you want to learn more into the law, if it's the right, as we call it, a keeper, I don't let you throw back keepers. I tell you, I keep it because that's the fun. You get the genitive, put it in, put the hook on, put the bait on and all that, cast it out.
Right.
Now you need to eat it.
And you'll keep Greg's fish and you'll keep John's fish. Or you'll keep any fish you can get your hands on.
Yes, I keep fish. My name is
Denton's on fish patrol at all hours.
That's great.
Well, it's like 5,000 degrees in here because we have our potatoes on for the conch chowder. But we might need to crack that door, actually, at some point. We're like in a sweat lodge right here. And what do you do professionally, Denton? How is it that you get to fish every freaking day and you're out there? Like, anytime I get there, you're already set up. You got all your poles in the water. Like, how do you do this?
Well, my skills, I like to work at night.
Mm-hmm.
And daytime, I like to kick back and relax, get my mind back for the night.
Right.
Or in the daytimes, I like to go out and help people out in all different ways. So I like to do bodyguard. I do bounces.
Right.
I do collections. Right. I do everything what's a real man like me needs to really kick back in and relax and catch some fish.
And I'll also say that when I didn't bring the right hose for the propane tank, I just ran to the bike shop around the corner. There's a huge Harley Davidson custom bike shop. And I was like, I'm here with Denton. I'm having a radio show. I was like, do you guys have a gas grill? And they were like, oh, Denton. And everybody in Bushwick knows Denton. And surprisingly, everybody in Williamsburg knows Denton. You're a really good man to have on your side, but not a good man to have not on your side.
Well, that's why they said when you go to Rome's, you do like the Romans do.
Okay.
No cup won't break, no coffee will spill. So as long as you always feel like in your heart you got space for others, you got to able to love yourself first. And I love a lot out of myself. So now I can able to go and love someone else. So I love everybody.
Right.
That's great.
And I've seen you out there with like the littlest kids. What was it, Henry? He's your fishing buddy, isn't he?
Yeah, my youngest fishing buddy this year.
How old is Henry?
4 years old.
He's awesome, and he catches a lot of fish.
Now he's a fisherman on his own, and that's great. I like that.
And I mean, Denton is like, I don't know how to describe you so that the listeners can understand, but Denton is like I don't know, you're like a gold jewelry dripping off of you, right? He's got a massive, awesome dreadlocks and tough as nails, but you don't intimidate people out there.
Well, everywhere I go,
I
live with the good, the bad, and the ugly. And as long as you walk, you have no fears. And when you're out there, the gun is your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that means gun is weapon. Mm-hmm. Gun means people, they can be good, they can be bad.
Right.
And you could be some out there that needed your help. And I'm always a good Samaritan. So wherever I go, I always try to tell somebody to do good.
Right.
And if everybody will be good like me, the world will run better.
Right. All right. So you came to Jamaica. I'm from Jamaica to New York. How come you came to New York in the first place? And you know, how's the fishing been different?
Well, back home, when I used to be back home, I used to be with a tourist the Jamaican Tourist Board. I work with the tourists a lot.
Okay.
I love being around a lot of people who's willing to open-minded to learn all the different things, cultures. And I'm into my culture myself, and I like people who exploring, because exploring makes you more experienced. And the more you can see, the more you can do, and the more places you can go, you get to recognize that there's many more things that you're missing.
And were you, I mean, you said you worked for tourism. Were you, what did you do exactly?
Well, I was that small guy we used to see going to do the limbos on the two little...
Really? Is that true?
Yeah, two Heineken bottles. I used to got two Heineken bottles, put a piece of wood across it, and then I used to put toilet paper over it and light it and go underneath it, and that was awesome.
That is awesome.
I used to do the blowing gas out, the fire out the mouth, use gas, put in your mouth and, you know, blow the fire out that.
You said that you used to also dive for conch and catch fish for, and would you sell them to tourists ever?
No. What we used to do, we used to call it the native pot.
Uh-huh.
And the native pot, we used to go out there early in the morning. We used to get the conch.
Yeah.
We used to get clams. is get oysters and all those other sea cultures, and we use shrimps, octopus, and we put them all together. And when we put it together, that used to be one of the pepper pot.
The pepper pot. Explain the pepper pot.
And the pepper pot, that's what goes with the conch and all the seafood bottom shrimp.
Okay. And hold on, I'm going to throw some olive oil. So in our pot right now, we're preparing for our conch chowder. We're trying to get an early start here because I'm like speaking into the microphone and pouring blindly olive oil so we don't burn this.
Cool, awesome.
But I know, you know, I've been to certain places like the Turks and Caicos, and in the Turks and Caicos, the conchs are gone. And when you ask them, like, what happened, you ask locals what happened to the conch, they're like, well, it wasn't just us. It wasn't, you know, it was tourism came. We used to have enough conch to go around, plenty. But with all the tourists and all the export of conch, they could get such good money for Caribbean conch. Now it's pretty hard to find nice, healthy conch in those parts. Did you experience that in Jamaica at all?
Correctly. Mm-hmm. On the conch, it's two different ways of the islands. We eat the conch, mm-hmm. and also we use the shell. And we use the shells to create what you call a gift. So you can come back home with it. We used to use it as a horn, a blow horn. Like the bottom of the end of the last row of the conch shell,
uh-huh.
we used to break it, and we used to also blow in it, and also it comes to be a music instrument.
Cool. So not the whole conch, just that little inside part.
Just the shells itself,
yep.
was used for the native to make tourist attractions.
Call the tourists in.
Tourists, buys them.
The tourist horn.
Yeah. Well, back in the days, they also used to use on the ships.
Okay.
Like not the big ships as the metal ships, but the wooden ones. The ones used to have back in the days when people used to go out there, 10 people on a boat.
Right.
That used to be also their horns. So okay. that used to be a cultivation of that. Some people use the shells and make beads, necklaces.
Nice.
Some use bracelets. Some use them to put them in their hair.
Right.
And then the shells, we used to also paint the shells. And you can also use them for, like, if you have a garden, you can make it around the garden, around the flowers. And it was pretty great.
And, I mean, when you left, were there plenty of conch to go around, or was it beginning to be a problem?
Well, conch never was too much, because the way I see it, it's because when you're in the islands, everything's always washed up.
Mm-hmm.
And more washed up and more stronger is when you have a hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going around a hurricane season, much as July, at that time is a lot of rain, and then a lot of stuff, it's like the ocean turns, and then that's why a lot of them goes by the reef.
I see. So and some, like, a hurricane can either cause a lot of them to disappear, or a lot of them to appear.
To overcover, right. They can get covered up.
Denton, we're going to take a real quick break here. I just want to thank our sponsors, Fairway. And when we come back, we're gonna get in elbow deep to this conch chowder. I'm here with Denton, who is the man out on the piers.
Awesome.
Here at Catch It, Cook It, Eat It. I'm here with my man Denton, and we are now getting into conch chowder. Denton, tell me, like, as far as the regulations, we were just talking during the break. I mean, Do you feel like in New York they're messing with the little man?
Well, I think it's correctly because little man doesn't really can do much about going to the water and catch a fish, two fish. Mm-hmm. So it's limit.
So I mean, you're saying maybe put regulations on commercial fishing, but not on the little guy.
Correctly.
Right. All right. Well, luckily there's some conch left in the Northeast for us to turn into a conch chowder, and there it is. There's the shell. And we have our potatoes on. Now instruct me here. What do we have to do next here? You have, what do you have? You have red peppers and green peppers.
Red pepper, green peppers.
Yep.
And I got some potatoes.
Okay.
And we got the conch. So what we do is we throw the conch in the pot first.
Okay.
And the conch should be the hardest thing to cook, so we need more time on the conch.
Oh, so I should be on that right now.
Yeah, so the conch should be in first.
Do we want to tenderize it, or should we just throw it in there?
Well, we got to break it all up.
Break it all up.
Yeah,
all
cut right. it up.
All right.
Spank it up.
Spank it. Okay, hold on. Quick adjustment on the mics here. All right, and what about, maybe let's just toss these in so we get a...
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
So they can get more softer, too, so there'll be right. more room in the pot.
All right, cool. All right, so basically we're going to have our potatoes, our onions, our bell peppers, and now we're working on our conch here. All right, and how do you tenderize this stuff? I mean, this is hard, right?
All right.
I'm going to let you do this. It's your expertise.
All right, first you got to get the conch, clean it down, scrape off the black stuff off of it on the sides.
Okay.
And then when the black stuff comes off, you got to take off those little feelers on the side. They comes like little hands.
Okay.
You got to take those off.
The foot's been removed, right? That little hard part?
Yeah, you got to take those off.
Yeah.
You got to scrape it off, make sure it's black all off. Because mm-hmm. also the black is a part of the bacteria of how the fish lives, the clamp lives. It's a part of the marmal of how it lives between grass.
And, okay, so just give us a run through. So once we got the conch cut up, tenderized, whatever, that's got to sit for how long, would you say, in the pot?
A nice soup like this, yeah. The native way, hot flame, very, yep. very hot.
Yep.
That should run you
okay.
2 hours to 3 hours.
Uh-huh. And then, oh, wow, so this is like, this is a pretty long process here. And then tell me about the pumpkin, because I'm sorry I couldn't find real pumpkin, but this is canned pumpkin. So are we getting our flavor? This is kind of like a, I don't know, it's like a yam, pumpkin-y, coconut-y flavor we're going for?
All right. The number one thing when you're cooking clams, it has to be coconut juice.
Uh-huh.
That's where you get the cream structure and everything.
Okay.
So you want the creamy flavor.
Right.
So you can go, first you put in the water.
And do you want me to crack open the coconut milk there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And cool. you open the milk.
Yep.
And a portion of the water.
Mm-hmm.
And you leave it to boil for a while.
Okay.
By itself.
Okay.
And then as you boil by itself, later on, the flavor will start, comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you're putting it in, you can put your pepper in it,
mm-hmm.
just to flavor the water a little bit.
Okay.
And then also you put in a pimento.
Okay.
You put in a thyme. And you can put in scallions.
Yep. I've got the scallions here. Should I start chopping these guys?
Well, yeah, you can cut it up.
All right. I'm going to chop
very these. Small.
All right. And then, so we're talking, what, like 3 to 4 hours cook time total?
All right.
Wow. Okay. And would you say, are we using, what's the Jamaican spice that we're using here?
Allspice.
Allspice. But does it have to be the Jamaican variety?
Well, if you're cooking within a West Indian platter,
uh-huh.
well, that's the West Indian way.
Okay. So that's proper.
And if you're cooking Italian, you're going to cook Italian way. You're going to use right. Italian spice.
Right. And Jamaican allspice, is that hard to come by? Because I actually found it in a Polish...
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
It's an imported menu.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's also better if you're going to cook it because it comes with all different kind of spices already.
And what are we using for seafood? I mean, you can use... Obviously, conch is at the heart of this, but I got some baby octopus here and right. And some Caribbean lobster tails.
Okay. You can use that, and yep. You can also use clams.
Okay.
And you can also use mussels.
Okay.
And you can use shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make a lot more different tastes off the texture that you're looking for. It's not, people say conch is just conch. Conch is also a mussels soup.
Okay. Hold on, I got to stir. And when you were in Jamaica, explain what you're telling me before about the fishing pole. You're like, you came to New York and you're like, oh, I'm upgrading. Now I can have a fishing pole. But you didn't start with a fishing pole, right?
No. Back in my country,
yeah.
I used to use bottles.
Like real bottles, like Coke bottles.
Yeah, like Coke bottle or Heineken bottle, just the same.
Uh-huh.
And we used to get a nice piece of amount of line, and we used to put on it. And as we put the line on it, what we does is we cast it out.
Yeah.
Put on the hook, cast it out, and then put them all in a line.
Yeah.
And get one piece of steel or wood and lay it across the front of it. So anytime a fish takes it and run with it, then the bottle falls down, and then that's where we go catch the bottle.
Oh, and it jams up into the wood?
Right. The fish won't flip it off the deck.
I see. And you have kind of like a variation on that. When I watch you fish, you do with... Now you're using a fishing pole, but you have like, a bungee cord sometimes
right.
to hold the rod in place?
Right.
And also, Denton has these bells on the end of his rods, which are like not what everybody else uses. Not the store-bought... fishing bell. He goes for his own, like, it's a beautiful little cowbell, so that when you're out on the dock, you can hear, you're really attuned to your own bell sound. So when that rod tip goes down and a big striped bass is on the end, everyone else's go jingle jingle, and Denton's does kind of like a dong dong dong, like more of a cowbell.
Well, the thing is, when you go fishing,
yeah,
you're open-minded to hear things, get a clear mind, mm-hmm. and you fish and watch the wave, and also you're relaxing. So if you're relaxing, I don't think everybody wants to be the same as pay attention to their poles. Some people wants to be there just to talk,
mm-hmm.
and some people are just there to relax, and some people are there to catch fish. Well, me, I go to catch fish and relax and socialize.
Denton talks to the ladies,
yeah.
Be honest.
I talk, well, you see, that's why I said I live the good, the bad, and the ugly, because... And all variety has the good, the bad, and the ugly. So I'm always there to comfort anyone who needs a good, you know, advice. And,
a helping hand.
Yeah, and learn to do something else new, because they always said maybe your daddy never teach you, but maybe somebody else could.
But so, Denton can teach you.
Yeah, you go. So if you're a man, a boy, a kid,
yeah.
a woman,
yeah.
no discriminate.
Awesome. And tell me, is rum customary to go in this soup chowder that we're making?
Yeah, you can put rum in it too, because the rum also is another way of making the meat more softer.
Okay, so after, let's say we've gotten to the point where our onions have softened up, our potatoes have softened up, our conch, which is very chewy, has softened up. Is that when you start doing the pumpkin?
Yeah, well, the pumpkin is a soft fruit.
Right.
Vegetable. So,
especially in our case, since it's
right,
canned.
Right. And that doesn't take up much space.
Uh-huh.
But the most important part of it is everything gets soft.
Okay.
And... the softer, the better, and the smaller you cut it, is the better. Is the more best to let the meat get.
And Denton is like doing this fine julienne of the conch right now, which is pretty impressive, actually, if you watch him. And meanwhile, I'm sort of here not knowing what to do. We have a cat in the studio, go figure. We had the smell of seafood up in the air, and this little kitty cat wandered in. So we've got a nice little scene going here. When does the milk or the coconut milk go in?
Well, the coconut milk, based on the portion that you're cooking,
mm-hmm.
You can put in 2 cans.
Okay.
Now, okay. Start it with water.
Okay.
And let it boil down.
Yeah.
So the meat will have more tenderizing.
Okay. And I'm opening up the cans here as we speak. And would this be served traditionally in Jamaica as a lunch or a dinner dish? When would you have this?
Well, you use it when you go for dinner.
Yeah.
And you ask for, before dinner, you have for some soup.
Okay.
And this will be one of your West Indian specialty in soup.
So it's like an appetizer, right?
Right. And it's a native soup.
And we've got, I was asking about plantains over at the Polish grocery store where I live, but they didn't know what plantains were, so we came up with bananas. But in our case, we don't have a lot of cooking time, so maybe bananas are okay.
Well, but bananas are all right, but when you're doing this kind of native, it's good to have green plantains,
mm-hmm.
or maybe you got a little ripe plantains.
Okay.
And next time you go to that Polish place, you should tell them the banana is the family of the cousins. So what is the cousin of the cousin? They're going to tell you. The bigger one, not the smaller one.
The big one.
Yeah, so next time they say the big banana.
I'm looking for the big green cousin.
Yeah, the big green cousins of the banana.
The harder variety.
Yeah, so they should know it's only 2 sizes and 2 kinds.
Awesome.
Away from the little small bananas, the little small fingers.
And all right, now when we finish this up, I guess we're going to have to figure out I'd like to deliver this to your family. Are you guys in Bushwick? Where's your mom?
My mom? She's in East New York.
Okay. Would she appreciate this chowder?
Oh, yeah, man. Everybody will appreciate something because you know what? A good soup from a good hand is always good to have.
Great. Great.
And they always said, once you know what you're doing, it's always good to have.
Awesome.
So,
all right. Well, let's. What should we add here? I guess now, what do you think? Is it time for the conch to go in there?
Well, you can put the conchs in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then that'll be the first start going.
Okay, awesome. Give me a handful of those guys. Can I taste it raw?
Yeah, you can taste it raw. If you have a hot sauce, you can even hot sauce it
too.
Nice,
nice. Beautiful. Nice cutting.
Yeah, that's how you do.
I'm glad I didn't have this job.
Huh?
I said I'm glad I didn't have the dicing of the conch job. It's not easy because it's like Caribbean conch would be a little bit softer, right? And in the conch right now on the East Coast is really kind of definitely the runner-up. It's not that great, but let me toss this in. Awesome. There we go. Well, Denton, thank you so much for coming on the show. We're going to have to finish this chowder up at my house or over at your house, but we are...
No problem, brother. It's a pleasure.
Excuse me, I'm like choking on conch here. It's been a huge, huge, huge pleasure to have Denton on the show. It wasn't easy to get this guy because he is busy, 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 and he's all over the place. And you have a show coming up, don't you?
Yeah, I have a party coming up on December 5th.
Where is it?
It's 2501 Fulton Street.
Okay, 2501 Fulton Street, and it's going to be...
Open bar.
Yep.
It's going to have open bar for 1 hour.
Yeah, it's this Saturday, right?
Yeah, this Saturday.
Okay.
Open bar for 1 hour.
Yep.
Eat all you can eat. Some good West Indian food. Some good old DJ. Good old Jamaican reggae. We're going to have that there, too. And also, it's for all the Capricorns and the Sagittarius.
If the chowder keeps, maybe we'll bring it to the to Saturday's event.
No, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
When you come Saturday, I make fresh ones. If anyone would like to have extra recipe,
amazing.
Put in it. And I'll just likely to have it for you.
Awesome. All right. Well, you heard it here on another episode of Catch It, Cook It, Eat It. This is Denton's recipe for conch chowder.
Yeah. Enough respect all day long. Right, every time.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish,
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Then drop on the deck and flop like a fish!
SpongeBob